there are cycles, and cycles involve returnings. And this is the nature of spiritual life, that there is this continuous state of return that is a going out and a coming back in, of a movement away from the Lord, a movement back to the Lord. And really in that process is the means by which an ordering, an interior ordering can take place, whereby what is of the Lord can be more fully held in the natural plane of the mind. So in the experience of the process, there may be a sense of returning, and because there's iteration in this story, is quite a bit of it, in terms of the drawing down of the sacks to the sensory level, and then they're indrawn again or elevated again. So, you know, this speaks of a different quality of truth once it's been confirmed or affirmed at a sensory level. And then there is the, of course, the movement away from the city and the return to the city as well. But these are all shifts and changes. So truths, they return to the state that they actually are. We mightn't have realized that's what they are. So we change, but the state remains constant in that sense. It is what it was. So far as our progression goes, as a whole, there is always a movement. You don't return to the same state, but truths and their relationship and how they stand can be seen for the state they are, if you like. So the return of the brothers is seeing what they are. It's perceiving their state in that sense, or the state of those ideas and concepts. But if we are the brothers, then if we're identified with that level of the story, then the return is a movement toward what seems the same. So in the illustration about the sense of self, the loss of boundaries, and a loss of a previous sense of identity, so we can know as a truth that there is a tendency for us to own what is the Lord's. We believe it to be our own. We believe the life we have is our own. So we can know that intellectually, that that's not true. But living out of that is a whole different thing. So the sense of self I feel when I believe I am the source of life is a very different sense of myself when I am in a state of acknowledgement that the Lord alone is the source of life. You know, those are different feelings, different tastes of state and freedom, different sense of freedom. So there are certain things we kind of think and subscribe to that have to be ordered. And at this point, in terms of our understanding of how the process works, how the Lord is the only life, there's still this hanging on to our ownership over things. And that's a return to that state that you just can't have it all dealt with in one kind of hit. There has to be this kind of process. And the process is that interior things have to first be established and connected back to what Joseph represents before those exterior things are brought into their proper order. And it's all leading, of course, to the revelation as to who Joseph is. Someone in another group spoke about how they go through this process and end up feeling like a puddle of water that has no boundaries, and their sense of identity gets expanded in a way, but also gets lost. And so there's this constant need to move through that return, you know, this idea of returning and yeah, it goes on to eternity, because that's the nature of finite life. And even the highest angel is finite, and which means they're infinitely distant from what the Lord is in himself. You know, that's, thank goodness, you know, like we will grow to eternity.